For more on David Hicks, we turn now to Sydney, Australia, and to Lee Sales, who is the National Security Correspondent for the Australian Broadcasting Corporation and author of the book Detainee 002, The Case of David Hicks. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Lee Sales. And first, do we have any sense of how influential, how high up or how low down in the scheme of Al-Qaeda David Hicks was?
There's no suggestion that David Hicks was one of the worst of the worst, that he's a Khalid Sheikh Mohammed type figure. Even people who were involved in the prosecution side of the Hicks case say that he was simply a foot soldier, somebody who had trained with Al-Qaeda, but who had not at any point signed up to any sort of mission. He's actually considered to be a fairly simple person. He doesn't have a high level of education. And people that I know that have seen the evidence against him say that, quite frankly, he was just not smart enough to be somebody who was ever going to be involved in any level of strategic planning for Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, sounds like a young man who was hanging around bars in Australia and doing some rather unskilled jobs and undergoes some moment of conversion. What was this? Do we know what turned him into, first of all, a Muslim and secondly, a rather radical Islamist?
We don't know exactly what the moment was where he turned, but certainly if you look back over his life, there's a clear journey that he's been on where he's slipped deeper and deeper into involvement with Islamic fundamentalism. His colleagues who used to work with him, he had a series of factory jobs and he was a kangaroo skinner for a while and a farmhand. His colleagues say that he suffered a little bit from short man syndrome. He's a 5'4" guy and they said he was always trying to convince you that he was a bigger guy. And so he was drawn to things that tended to set him apart from all of his mates. And so he went off to Kosovo when the war was going on there and signed himself up with the KLA, but basically the war was over immediately. And that gave him his first brush with Islam. He then returned to Australia and ended up deciding to go overseas again. Once he came back to Australia, he actually started attending a mosque. And then he ended up deciding he was going to go to Pakistan and study there. And he got more and more deeply involved.
Now, I gather in Australia, a very large majority of the public believes that Hicks should be returned home to Australia from Guantanamo Bay.
And they do now, but this is a very recent development. For most of the past 5 years, most Australians haven't been interested in Hicks. People have barely paid attention to the Hicks case until very recently, and there seemed to be a tipping point when he reached the five-year anniversary of his arrival at Guantanamo Bay. And all of a sudden, the public here began to pay attention. And in Australia, we have this traditional sense of a fair go. And it seems that the Australian sense of a fair go for David Hicks had been offended. The public generally does not have very much sympathy for David Hicks himself. People feel, you know, you made your bed and now you can lie in it. It's people have found it difficult to separate the issue of what he's done and the process. And it's only, as I said, very recently that people have begun to make a distinction on those two things.
Well, Lee Sales, thank you very much for talking
You're
with
welcome.
Us about David Hicks. Lee Sales of the Australian Broadcasting Corporation is the author of the book Detainee 002, The Case of David Hicks. She spoke to us from Sydney.